Welcome. Welcome to our yoga class. Yoga is a light which once lit will never dim. And the better your practice, the brighter the flame. Welcome. And as we usually do, just to get ourselves together, just either take a seat, sit on the chair, sit cross-legged, lie on the floor, just to bring yourself together, just to bring yourself here. There's nothing to do and there's nowhere to go and there's nobody to please. I'm sure you've made sure that you're not going to be disturbed. This is your time. It's really important. So in your chosen position, sitting, lying down, just feel your breath. Swap all your thoughts for feelings. Feel your breath. Be ever so close to it. In and out. Rising and falling. Whatever it's doing. Be there with it. It's all right. Be there with it. Mind chatter will go on. Just let it go. And don't get involved with it. Just come back to your breath. Time and time again. Come back to your breath and your body, your lovely body. Feel it where it's touching the floor. Soften. Let your eyeballs relax. Let your face relax. Soften. And just be here with your breath. With you. With you. The real you. The real you. And when there are silences throughout the practice, I am still here, I haven't gone anywhere, and I'll let you know when the silence is over. We're going to practice yoga. And yoga is a light which once lit will never dim. And the better you practice, the brighter the flame. The brighter the flame. So practice feeling you and listening really carefully to your heart and to how things are for you right now. Sometimes the practice of yoga releases tension that much that you will stream with tears, and that's all right. Don't be put off by it, just let it happen. And particularly in these very, very peculiar times, there might be a letting go and a tearful time. Just let it be. Just let it be. And just lie now. Broaden across your upper chest. Relax your face. Relax your eyes. And just be. Come home to yourself. Your true self. Enjoy the silence. Enjoy being alone. Just notice where your mind is now. If it's off busy somewhere, just bring it back. Just bring it back all the time, millions of times and again. Just bring it back. It's all right, that's what minds do. Just bring it back. This is a lovely practice. I've been doing it every day this week. and really enjoyed it. And it's actually got better. Things I didn't like to do on Monday. And, on Tuesday I thought, no, I don't want to do that. And when I did it, it was easier. And some things, when I thought, I like that, were harder. It's funny. The practice changes. It's really nice to do it for a week or so and see what happens. If you can, take a deep breath in. Breathe in through your nose. Fill your lungs and breathe out through your mouth. And again, just breathe in through your nose and feel your chest expand, your belly expand, all the breaths in there. Pause with it in and then let it go through your mouth. And then let your breathing just return to normal. And as it does, just bring yourself to sitting if you're not already there. Just sitting. And we'll begin our physical practice. We do know that there's a lot more to yoga than just the physical practice. This is what we're doing now, coupled with the mind. So we're sitting, and if you are sitting, Just roll around in a circle on your sitting bones, going from sitting bone to sitting bone. And all we're doing is grounding ourselves. It's a very good thing to do. Grounding, going round and round, go both ways. Grounding, sinking into the earth. You can, at any time throughout the practice, smile. Smile at yourself. Find that inner smile that makes an inner glow. Notice the difference. It's all right to do it. You might feel daft in a class situation, smiling away. But here, you can just do it. See how it feels. See if there's a resistance against smiling. There often is. And if you remember, we did talk about having a full-length mirror in front of you. It's good to do this. You can see all sorts of things that sometimes when we are supposed to be feeling them, we either don't bother or the feelings sometimes lie to us. And perhaps you need both. So it's good to work in front of a mirror if you can. So then we're going to start our practice from standing. So bring yourself to standing on your mat in whichever way you want to. If you want a big stretch or something, then do it. It's okay. It's all right. It's your practice. So we're coming to standing and we're carrying on with this swaying. Feel your feet in the floor. Spread your toes out. Sway. Sway forwards, sway backwards, sway side to side. Open your toes, lean on your heels, lean on your toes. Just sway. And all you're doing is plugging yourself into the earth. Plugging yourself into the earth so you feel safe. So you're swaying. Come up on your toes, right up on your toes. And then sink down and lift your toes so you're back on your heels. So up on your toes and down. And you can alternate your feet if you wish. Going up and down, up and down, up and down. And see if you can really reach up onto your toes. And can you reach your arms into the air as well? So there's a full body stretch going on so that your body's ready to open. And then just let your arms drop and have a little swing. And swing now, letting you're just swinging like a big twist. So you're letting your arms fling, and you're swinging from your core. Have a look in the mirror. Is anything moving? Are your knees bending? Are you looking over your shoulder? We're enlivening the spine, and just getting the energy flowing. So you can swing high, you can swing low, but just move the energy and let the energy move in your spine. It's good. It's one of the best things you can do. Swing, swing, swing. Draw it to a close. Draw it to a close. See how your body feels. See how your body feels. And then, now let's do the tapping routine that, again, wakes up all the energy in your body. So we start by lightly tapping on the cheekbones, just under your eyes. So don't bang too hard. This also is very grounding. So don't bang too hard, but feel it. Really respect how you're feeling. If it hurts, perhaps there's a blockage somewhere, and it needs a bit of attention. So if it hurts, just take it. Don't give up altogether. Just maybe rub a little bit or massage a little bit so that it doesn't hurt. Pain's never good. So it doesn't hurt, but you can feel something happening on your cheekbones. Tap, 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 tap. And then just under your collarbones. Now my collarbones protrude so I can see where they are, and I can see when I look in the mirror that I am tapping in the right place. It's just under the protrusion of your collarbones. And you can tap there, or you can do a finger circular massage, or you can thump. You can make little fists and give a bit of a thump. So this is, I think it's the K27 point. So K is for kidneys. So kidneys in energy medicine, they carry a lot of fear. So we're tapping, we're getting rid of the fear. And the perhaps is a fair amount around just now. Very uncertain times. And then in your breastbone, in the centre of your chest. Again, if you have heart problems, just be a bit careful. Maybe a little massage. It isn't really your heart here. Your heart's off to the left. It is where your thymus gland is, which is part of your immune system. And we really need to keep that awake and alert. So again, circular movements with your fingers, rub up and down, tap or thump. Wake up your thymus gland. Come on, thymus, we need you now. And then if you take your hands out from that point, one hand to each side, to your side ribs, and where the seam of your t-shirt is, that's the next point. And again, massage or tap or thump. And this is your spleen meridian. And the spleen deals with processing everything. It processes your food and it processes all that's going on. Because sometimes, I mean, we cannot process all this intellectually because we don't understand it. But your spleen will help. It will process all that's going on and you'll get answers. You'll get clarity. So we've done the four thumps. Okay. So now I like to do an extra bit on the thymus gland and I just rub up and down it on the thymus gland. And then I take my fingers to my shoulders and squeeze and squeeze and perhaps give a little massage on the neck. Oh, roll the neck a bit. Roll the neck. And then rub up and down on the upper arms. Rub up and down, that's a nice thing to do also. On the upper arms, from the shoulders to the elbows. And then give a shake. Shake your hands, shake your legs, or just your hands, or just your arms, or maybe your head if you want to, or the whole body. But shake, shake, shake. Just get something moving, get it all moving. When we're in fear, when we're in high stress, everything stops. Everything stops. And also another thing that happens under high stress, the body's rhythms go homolateral, they go straight, and they should be crossed. So if you take your arms by your side and breathe in and lift your right arm up, on your breath in, and then put it down on the breath out and lift the other arm up. So this is a cross crawl. So breath in, one arm comes up, and the breath out, that arm goes down and the other arm comes up. Cross crawling. This will set your brain patterns and your body patterns right again. Any sort of cross crawling you can do. There's all sorts you can do. So try that. Breath in as one arm floats up and breath out as that goes down and the other arm floats up. Pay attention to this. It's good. It's good. And then just bring both arms up on the breath in. And both arms down on the breath out. And see how your body feels. Now we're going into the brain. Well, a bit. We're going to exercise for the brain. So first of all, we're going to tap on the forehead. But it's not tapping like we've done before. It's tapping as though you play in the piano. So it's da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. So just on the forehead, just above the eyebrows, just tap, 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 da-da, as though you're playing the piano. And then on your forehead, you'll find two prominences further up your head. And if you press your fingers into those, they are a de-stressing point. Press, press and breathe, feel your breath. And then again, to enliven your brain cells, rub your fingers, rake your fingers through your hair. Your fingers are called the 10 dragons, and just rake them through your hair from the hairline down to the base of your neck. And do that a few times. Do that a few times and see how your body feels, see how your head feels. Now, can you take your arms wide, 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 and then bring your arms so that they are body width apart and lift your palms to your face, towards your face, so that you've got an L shape from your fingertips to your shoulder. This is what we're going to do, is eagle arms. Now some of you will know what eagle arms, so you don't have to listen to this, but if you don't know what eagle arms are, you're just crossing your arms. Cross your arms. If you put your elbow, your right elbow in the nest of your left elbow, and then as you do that, your hands are back to back, and then make your palms come together and clasp them. And then lift your arms away from you and up. So this is ever so good for your shoulders and your back. So keep breathing. And if you can't do that big clasp, don't worry, just cross your arms and feel your back stretch. Great. And then just let that go and do the other side. And lift and lift and feel the stretch, feel the opening, feel what's happening in your shoulders and your back. And let that go. And then just roll your shoulders. Step one foot forward. And the opposite arm, just roll it round. Just roll it. The whole of the arm. Just lift it round and round. Make circles. Forward and back. Forward and back. You can do lots forward and lots back. Or one after the other. It doesn't matter. You're just getting into the nest of the shoulders. And then change sides. And feel your feet in the ground. And then let your arms just throw them about. Just both of them go out. Just both of them go up and round. Both of them go out side to side. Just let your arms, just let them do what they want to do. Let them move. Great. And then just bring it to a close and notice how you feel. Notice how your emotions are. They're usually better or more manageable when we've just moved somewhat. So now, if you remember eagle arms, we're going to stand. And this, again, is for the brain. It's for the brain to settle. It's putting all the patterns back in. So eagle arms or just crossed arms. And then you cross your feet at the ankles, and it doesn't matter which way you do it. So crossed arms, crossed leg, standing firm. And just take a nice deep breath in and out and in and out. And be there and feel the ground underneath you. If you wish to, you can close your eyes. It may unbalance you. If it does, just open your eyes again. If you don't want to close your eyes at all, don't close your eyes. Or just close them for a little minute. Have you noticed how some minutes are really long and some minutes are fast, depending on what you're doing? And then just stand there, stand. And then uncross your arms, cross them the other way. And uncross your feet, cross them the other way. And take some nice breaths in and out. In and out. Close your eyes only if you want to. Now, it'll probably be easier now because it's not such a shock. And if you do this practice every day, you will find that you get much better unless you've had a particularly addled morning or addled day. The balance, getting your focus, is very dependent on what's going on. And if you can practice the balance, it helps to calm everything down, particularly in this crossed way. So then uncross, Feel your feet. And then take your hands and your fingertips on your forehead and right in the middle of the forehead. So the fingertips are facing each other in the middle of the forehead and you're just dragging, you're going to drag your hands away from you and down to your temples. So you're just going to dig in a little bit and just drag away down to your temples. And then just let go and see how you feel. See how you feel. It's a very good thing to do when you're feeling, oh, there's too much in my brain. And particularly at night, you know, if you can't sleep, it's a good thing to do. You can do it lying in bed. You don't have to get out of bed. Do it lying in bed. With real focus, and then see what happens. See what happens. So now we're just going to pump that energy up and down the spine. So make little fists and then breathe in and open your arms wide. Lift your heart to the universe. And as you breathe out, tuck your chin in, tuck it down. And bring your elbows together. And breathe in and lift, open. This is pumping the energy up the spine. Lift and open. Elbows together, chin tucked down. Lift and open. Breathe out, elbows together, chin tucked down. And just two more. In and open, and out. Tuck your chin right in, because your spine goes into your head. And you can feel your spine in your throat, can't you? And then breathe in and open up again, open wide. And as you breathe out, just come forward and dangle down. Dangle. Feel your breath. Don't dangle if you have eye problems or dizzy spells. Either stay upright or just come with your hands resting on your knees. But everybody else, if you're okay, you're just dangling. Now, I love this. But it takes a bit of letting go. You're dangling. You can feel, I feel, a great stretch where my kidneys are. And my kidneys are saying, oh, hooray, I've got a bit of room, I've got a bit of space. You can, if you wish, feel your shoulders relax. And you can feel gravity, you can feel the weight of your head and gravity pulling you down. And your cheeks and everything in your face goes a bit funny if you've let go. So breathe here or count to five or something. It is said often, and I say it often, the pose begins when you want to come out of it. So when you find you want to come out of it, count to five, at least five, and then another one. And to come out of it, tuck your chin in, roll yourself up, bring your head up last and be in Tadasana. Have a look at it if you've got your mirror. Have a look at it from the side. You can see a lot more from the side. You can see whether you've got to sway back. Very often we need to just let the thighs go back a little bit. See what happens when you do that, when you look from the side. You come much, much straighter. So just let your thighs move back and your toes be light so that you're not leaning on the front of your feet. Just look. Where are your shoulders? Are they up by your ears? Drop them down. And then just put your hands on your thighs. Put your hands on your thighs. And then with a breath in, lift one arm up to the sky, palm flat to the sky as though it's going to go through it, make a hole in it. And the other arm is going down, palm down, into the earth. Maybe you can feel a difference in your hands. Might be quite cool in the sky, it might be quite warm in the earth. Or it might be, if you do the other side, it might be quite airy in the sky and quite solid in the earth. Join the heavens and the earth. And at the same time, have a lovely side stretch. And you can see it. You can see what's happening. And you can see if you move over a bit, just see and do the last side. Great. And then just see how you feel, how your body feels, how your mind feels. Take a moment. And then if you come down to your knees, so you come in onto all fours, stretch your arms forward towards the front of the mat and come off your knees and lift up into a down dog. Now sometimes it's called a mountain. You might want to walk your feet back to the other end of the mat and then come right up on your toes, bend your knees and then come right up on your toes and sink down to your heels. And again, paddle your feet, really keeping your toes moving the energy. So up and then rock yourself forward. So you're really leaning on your arms. And come up into a hanging cobra, or you could call it upward facing dog. So if you need to put your knees down here, then do so. But use your arms, push the floor away with your hands and lift your heart up and through. Lift your heart up and through. What are your toes doing? And then come to a plank where your body is straight. So you're pushing your heels back. And your head's in line with your spine. And then drop it into a hanging cobra again and lift, lift, lift. Plank. And then come to all fours. All fours. Or you might want to sit back for a moment and just rest your hands or give them a shake. And then we're in all fours, which is a neutral position. And we're going to do some cats. Perhaps as we haven't done cats like this before. And we're just going to investigate and explore the cat. And notice your mind's reaction to this. We do cats often, so it might be, oh no, not a cat. Or it might be, oh, I like cats. Well, it doesn't matter. Let the likes and dislikes go. And find your equanimity in the cat pose. So, we are in neutral. And just do a few rounds in your own cat way. However you do your cat. We're going to keep going. The whole cat business will be about 5 minutes. If you need to stop at any time, always stop. So it's your own cat breath. Feel your cat breath, feel your spine. Know what cat breaths do. Enjoy your cat breath or not. You might not be enjoying it. Cat breath in, and cat breath out. Make sure your knees are comfortable. If you need them padding up, then pad them up. Now, can we extend this feeling of the cat by leading with your tailbone? When you breathe in, lead with your tailbone. Drop your belly towards the floor. Lift your heart. Open your heart, open your neck, your throat. Head goes back. When you come to breathe out, lead with your tailbone. Lead from the bottom end. Breathe out, tailbone, arch, head comes in last and it comes right in and the chin tucks in. And go again. So you might have accentuated this. Feel what's happening in your spine. Feel what's happening inside, because as you breathe out, you're breathing out and feel yourself. Use your core muscles. So you have accentuated this cat a bit and you've noticed how you're starting and you noticed how you're finishing and you're noticing your breath and you're aware that your spine is stretching. It's making space. It's making space in your spine. Cat breath in. Cat breath out. Now, can you come to neutral again? Now, can you carry on with cat breathing, but can you keep your upper body still, your head and your shoulders, keep them still? So see if you can figure that out. So your head and shoulders are staying very still and you're just doing a cat breath with the bottom end of your body. Cat breath in. Head still. Head still. In and out. Don't worry if it goes wrong. It doesn't matter. You can do it again tomorrow. You'll get the hang of it and it feels different. Cat breath in. And out. Bottom end only. Leading with your tailbone. Now come to neutral and see if you can keep the bottom half of your body still and just do your upper chest and your head and your neck and the bottom half stays still. This was the bit that I found most difficult. But you might not. Bottom half stays very still and all the focus is on the top half of your body. And then just finish with a couple of easy, easy cat breaths. You've done all the work. And then can you go into a pose of the child? We're going to explore this too, but just for a moment, or if you don't want to, just stretch your legs. Stretch your legs any way you want to. Stretch into a down dog. Before we do pose of the child, we have another wonderful exercise for your thighs, tops of your thighs, your inner thighs. So take one foot forward let's make it the right foot so that we're all on the same page. One foot forward. And you're kneeling on the other foot, and then you can go into a lunge. So lunge backwards and forwards. Feel your front foot really firm in the ground. Lunge forward, lunge back. You can push the back heel away, come up on the toes, push the back heel away. You can straighten your legs and lunge forward and lunge back. And as you straighten your legs and you lunge back, lift your toes and press your back heel down. So it's lunging forward and back and forward and back. And just feeling into your into your inner thighs, no, the tops of your thighs, and then put your back knee down. Have your front foot placed where you want it to be. It can be out to the side of your mat if you wish. And just roll around a bit, roll round into the tops of your thighs. These get ever so stiff from sitting as we do on chairs. So roll them round and then the energy just won't flow at all. Everything gets shrink wrapped around here. No energy will flow anywhere. So we're rolling round. Now you might need a block or a book if you haven't got any blocks to lean on here. Just settle and take your hands on the inside of your foot. And then just have your hands straight, but sink into it. Have your hands, your arms straight, or you can bend your elbows and put your elbows on the floor. Or if they won't reach, you can put them on a book or a block or a bolster or a pillow or anything if they won't reach. And we're just sinking in to this pose. And we're going to hold it for a couple of minutes. So notice in your holding, if you have to back off a bit, back off a bit. No pain is, we don't want pain. We want like this, ooh, ah, ah, feeling. But sometimes that becomes too intense. So just back off it. Just back off it if you want to. It's fine. It's fine to back off it and then just sink back into it. I'd got very stiff here. And when I did it on Monday, I thought, ooh, this is horrid. And I needed a stack of blocks to rest my elbows on. But by the weekend, it was all right. It had come. It had arrived. And you feel a lot more flexible and a lot better energy. So it is worth persevering. If something is very difficult, it's obvious that we've got a blockage somewhere. And when we're absolutely dying to get out of it, that's where the blockage is. So that's what I mean by just staying with it. When it's, aha, no longer, then stay with it, stay with it. Just back off a bit, stay with it. Count to five and another one. Soften into it if you can and move out of it. Move and do whatever you need to do, a down dog. Or just rock backwards and forwards. Have a moment. Bring the other foot up when you're ready. There's no hurry. Your practice. Do it for you. So it's the other foot up. Maybe out to the side of your mat a little bit. Maybe not. And just rock backwards and forwards in a lunge. Turn the back toes under. Let them go again. Lunge forward, lunge back, straighten your legs to lunge. When your legs are straight, lift your toes of the front foot. Push the heel down towards the floor of the back foot. Legs, feet. What's going on? What's going on? When you're ready, put the back knee down. Swing about a bit. And then settle into your hands on the inside of your foot. You're leaning forward. Elbows to the floor, possibly, or towards the floor, stacked high with books or blocks or a cushion, so that you can get a feeling, an intense feeling, which is just going, oh, back off, sink in, play with it, play with it. Sink for another minute. Is this going to be a long minute or is it going to be a short minute? Depends whether you're liking it or not. Sink, sink, sink. Be there, all there, all there. Sink. Know that you're opening. That you're releasing the energy. You'll be able to walk much better, particularly if you do it every day. Maybe we've got time to do it every day now. Think, what's your breathing doing? And what's your mindset doing? Where's your mind now? I'm going to count to five. And another one. And your breath, don't hold it. And move out of it any way you want to. Easily, gently, not jerkily, just move out of it. And just sit for a moment. Take a breathing moment, feel your breath. Feel what's going on in your mind. And now we're going to come into pose of the child. Just join your big toes together. If it's possible, have your knees as wide as the mat or as wide as it's comfortable. Have a block to hand or a book. Something hard that we're going to rest our head on. Now, if pose of the child isn't for you, just lie on your front. Just lie on your front. So this pose of the child is going to go in different ways, but first of all, you let your knees as wide apart as they can be. And we're going to lean forward and lean your head onto this block or book, because there you're leaning into the acupressure point that's between your eyes, which is a slow down, cool down. So if you're on your front, you can still do that. Just lie on your front. You don't have to have the book, but I find it stops your nose being squashed, and it's a nice hard surface. If you want to have your head on the floor, then do that. I'm just going to hold it here and take the focus to that spot between your eyes. And feel your brain will be saying, oh, all right then. slow down, cool down. And if you're on your front, either stay there or just take the block from away from you. If you're in pose of the child, now bring your head towards your body so that the focus on your head is sort of on your forehead possibly, and your chin is tucked in. It's tucked right in. So they've got, in your throat, you've got many, many pressure points that again are eliciting the relaxation response. So if you're on your front, just take a breathing moment. Take a breathing moment. So we're feeling our head. And then just release your head. And if your knees are all right, if you're comfortable in pose of the child, stay there. If you need to just stretch your legs, because we're going back into it in a moment, if you need to stretch your legs, do. If you're on your front, if you're comfortable, just stay there. If you're not, turn on your back and pull your knees in, one at a time. So we're back into pose of the child. The knees are wide. And then we're going to take the hands between the legs and turn the head to one side. So the hands go between the legs. And you can really soften your shoulders into this. This is resting. Turn your head to one side. If you do this practice daily, try to remember when you're doing things side to side. If you turn your head to the right first, then tomorrow turn it to the left first. It's not vital, it doesn't matter, but just see if you can remember. So sink into it, relax your shoulders, small of your back, feel your breathing. Feel it. Turn your head to the other side. And then just drop into your pose of the child, just for 3 or 4 breaths. It's comfy. Pose of the child. Balasana, it's called. We're going to do some classes where we focus on one particular posture. All its rhythms, all its myths. Why we do it. They take a full class on their own. They're good. If you're on your front, we're going to come to sitting up. Just sit up, and if you're in pose of the child, just uncurl yourself and sit up and take a breathing moment. This is the rebound. Just let all the energy find its way through these new openings. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. The rebounds are really important. And then we're going to lie on the back. If you bend your knees, put your knees together, put your hands together in Namaste, put these hands in between your knees, tuck your chin down, and this just brings you in more of a straight line, and just roll yourself down onto the floor. Take your hands behind your head, interlace your fingers, and lift your head up and tuck your chin right down. And just breathe there and feel the back of your neck stretching. And then tuck your chin down, keep it tucked. Lie your upper body down to the mat. Bend your knees and lift your legs into the air. So they're straight in the air. Resting your heart and boosting your immune system, this does. Your immune system relies on gravity. And so if we help it by lifting the legs in the air, then we'll do it. Now, you might need a block under your bottom or your hands, just palm down. You might need a belt or a scarf over the soles of your feet, just to support your legs. Legs in the air is difficult if you have tight hamstrings, but you do get used to it. And sometimes when we're here, just notice your thoughts, because sometimes the thoughts are, oh, well, I'll do a shoulder stand because I like those. I've got my legs in the air. And it'll do, and it's easier. Sometimes do something that's not so easy, because there are different consequences. No hurting. We don't want to hurt. We just want to see whatever else is there. And by doing what I said, perhaps jumping into a shoulder stand because you like it, then we're not inviting the change. We're not inviting the change. We're going back to our comfort zone. And sometimes the comfort zone is taken away from us and we won't be ready if we don't embrace the change in our yoga practice. So legs in the air. Broaden across the upper chest. Feel. So we have a choice. When we're doing a pose that we don't like, we can either adapt by using props, right? We're in this pose. Or we can just ignore it and think, well, I won't do that because I don't like it. And sometimes that's all right if it's hurting. But sometimes it's, you know, it's good to explore and not just say, I'm not doing that. It's good to explore and just see if it's only once, you know. If tomorrow when you come to do it, you think, oh, I'm going to do a shoulder stand today. Well, do. It's your practice. But just know why you're doing it. Breath in and out. And then bend your knees. Bend them right in and let your feet go down to the floor. Let your feet go down to the floor. Just take your knees over to one side and just pause. Take your knees over to the other side and stop. And just one more to each side. And then stretch your legs out and move into your relaxation position, whatever it is. Bring your blanket if you like to lie on your side because it's more comfortable. That's okay. If you want to be on your back, just see if you're in a straightish line. Let your feet flop out. Arms classically would be by the side, just a little space under your armpits, and the palms would be uppermost. But if you prefer to have your hands on your belly or on your thighs or wherever you want them to be, or if you want to have one leg like tree, then do that. You can't relax if you want to be doing something else. Your head won't let you. So get yourself comfy. Maybe if your head tilts back a lot, have a rolled up towel under your neck, or a little block, or a little book, or a tiny cushion under your head to tuck your chin down. Your head will be much quieter if your chin is tucked down. Blankets on, all comfy. Let go. Feel as though you're breathing in through your whole body. As your breath comes in, it expands with vital energy. It's finding its way into all the places you've opened. And breath out, the body sinks. Breath in, feel it, vital energy. Come into every single cell of your body, right to your fingertips, the edges of your hair, your toenails, vital energy coming in there and sinking deeper and deeper and deeper as you breathe out. Let it soften and quiet a little bit so it's not so intense, but know that it's happening all the same. Breathing through the whole body as the Buddha suggests. And breathing out. And letting go. And imagine with me now a world in which you are just a child. An innocent, laughing, expectant, happy child. You walk through life open and willing, happy to learn from everyone about you. And every time you meet someone, you find in there something you can learn, some sweet and precious lesson. You know how to listen carefully, as if you're listening for the sound of a single songbird. When you meet someone, unfailingly, you're granted some diamond or ruby of understanding. And that fills. It fills your overflowing heart even more. And everyone is your dear teacher. Everyone is giving you some jewel for your life. Feel like that happy child, listening, learning, observing, discarding what you don't like, only taking what feels good. The Buddha said, listen to everything. Take what resonates with you. And sometimes the resonances change. Just be still. Let it all soak in. And of course, because you're at home, you can stay there. You can stay, you might even have climbed into bed. You can stay there if you wish. But if you wish to end the practice and go about your day, then just wriggle, stretch, move carefully, and bring yourself to sitting. Feel the ground as ever. Face relaxed. You are the eye of the storm, like a mountain. Yoga is a light which once lit will never dim. The better your practice, the brighter the flame. So says Mr. Iyengar. Namaste. And thank you for being here. Thank you. Bye-bye.